You're back with the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. It's 25 minutes to 7, and a little bit earlier I spoke to Edith Teixeira McKinnon, the Deputy Ombudsman at the Short Term Insurance Ombud, regarding their recently released annual results or annual report, and particularly she made some interesting comments around the source of many of the problems that arise between consumers and insurance companies. Take a careful listen to what she had to say here.
Quite correct. So we act as an informal mediator and in some cases an arbitrator. So we try and negotiate resolutions of complaints. And of course, if we make a decision and the parties or the insurer is not prepared to listen to our views, then we have to arbitrate and make a finding. So our role is also not just to determine which party is right and which party is wrong. A lot of our work goes into informing and educating consumers. Many come to us because they actually don't understand why the insurer has taken up a certain stance. And through our office, they are hopefully in a better position, better able to understand what the contract is that they have entered into. So if we look at our statistics, you'll note that we are able to, or were in the past year, able to assist consumers predominantly in what we call the more miscellaneous types of complaints. That is, for example, cell phone insurance, all risks cover, legal expenses cover, hospital gap cover, and we were least able to assist consumers in 2017 around homeowners, in other words, damage to their homes. The reason that I can give you some insights into that, so we were able to convince consumers in a lot more matters with regards to cell phones why they should be settling the claim than in homeowners, based primarily on a lack of understanding by consumers of what the cover is about. With regards to homeowners, for example, most of our complaints related to storm damage. So a homeowner automatically thinks that if there's a storm, damage to my property, I'm covered, but that's not necessarily the case. What happens is insurers send out assessors to validate the claim. What they determine is that the storm was not the proximate cause, the actual cause of the damage. It was rather the fact that there's a lack of maintenance. And with hard economic times, people are less able to afford to maintain their homes. And then they incur these damages for which the insurers are not contractually bound to actually compensate consumers for.
Okay, so just to get that right, so in your opinion, with many of these issues, if we look at the underlying causes, is there a problem with the consumers, first of all, reading the documents they're presented by the company to understand obligations around these things? And second of all, understanding what the documents actually say? Would you say that's the root cause of most of the problems you're encountering?
Absolutely, because there is an expectation and it's not a realistic expectation, and it often these problems lie at the point of sale. So whether they get given the documents or not, even if they had to read the documents, they're not always going to understand the terms of the contract. Also at the point of sale, especially with direct marketers, those are sales that are concluded over the phone. Again, there is a lack of understanding that it's actually a contract you're entering into. The insurer at that point only needs to cover concise details of what's contained in the contract, and then the obligation is on the insured to then pick up that contract, read through it, and sometimes there are quite a number of pages to read through, and then to phone the insurer back and to say, I don't understand this, can you explain this, which doesn't happen. So absolutely a lack of understanding right from the point of sale.
Do you think, delving into that we need to do a better job then of the way the contracts are written and presented to consumers?
I think so. And I know that there's been a drive many years ago already to simplify policy wordings. But again, there is a danger in oversimplifying and again, the meaning of certain terms being lost. And then there are those contracts that are so riddled with a legal terminology that your average consumer is not going to understand. So yes, there is. And we need to simplify these contracts in a good way so that people can understand what their rights and obligations are and so that we can encourage more consumers to take up insurance.
Okay, a very important point that. So then just getting to the statistics that you've released, as a percentage, and you alluded to a couple of different forms of insurance in your opening answer there, but where specifically are the most problematic contracts in terms of where you as the ombud are getting involved in? Where are you seeing, as a percentage of all the contracts issued, most of the problem areas are found, or the biggest problem areas found? Yeah,
I can tell you that when we deal with the direct marketers, in other words, those insurers that are selling insurance products directly to the public without an intermediary, without a broker, that is where we see the biggest problems. We have less problems, we have less complaints when we have people that are represented or that have appointed their own agent, a broker. Often the broker acts as an intermediary in the sense that they're able to broker agreements, or they're able to come to some kind of resolution on a complaint and they're able to resolve it before it even gets to our office. So the role of the broker cannot be underestimated. Most of our complaints lie in the direct field, where there is a lack of understanding, where you have new entrants into the market who've had no exposure to insurance or history of insurance, even in their own families. So that is where we see the predominant problems lie.
Very interesting points that you've raised there, Edith. I think that's something that everyone must bear in mind, that I think in many cases direct market operations by insurance companies have been winning market share from the little I know about the insurance industry, but very important for the consumer to bear in mind that those cheaper premiums may come at a cost later on if you do not understand those contracts. So unfortunately, that's all we've got time for tonight. But if anyone wants to get in touch with the short-term ombud and or review your annual report and the statistics that you have provided, where can they go to get that?
They can go to our website, www.ospi.co.za, or they can phone us on 011-726-8900.
That was Edith Teixeira McKinnon, the Deputy Ombudsman for the Short-Term Insurance Ombud.